Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
How do you think a restaurant would do where people were expected to pay for what they take and pay as much or as little as they think it's worth? Well, that is exactly what the owners of one restaurant did. Gene and Grace Valyon were owners of Great American Breakfast and Barbecue House. They decided to try a pay-what-you-want experiment. It ended in failure. Some people have just no consciences at all, they said, explaining that most people paid just a shade under what they would have normally paid. Have you ever wondered why one person can do something with apparently no feelings of a troubled conscience? Say the youth who ate large portions of food and left almost nothing, and the little lady who ate almost nothing but left far more than it would have cost. Why can one person do something with a clear conscience and another struggle with the same issue? The My Lai incident in Vietnam well illustrates the polarity of conscience which condemns what another's conscience allows. The sad and grim account of the slaughter of innocent women and children came to light because one soldier's conscience convicted him. He knew what had taken place, and his troubled conscience forced him to break silence and tell about it. Yet when the guilty party was brought to trial, he explained that he did this because his conscience was troubled over the death of a buddy and friend. So, does conscience cause one person to do what another condemns? The answer is yes. Until the turn of the century, mothers in India would take their firstborn infant to the Ganges and throw the innocent newborn babe into the waters, which were thought to be sacred. She did it as a sacrifice to a pagan god. But the very thought of this is abhorrent to most women in the world, and especially those whose empty arms would desperately like to hold a baby. If you can get away with it, does that make it okay? Many people think so, and they are not the ones living in a jungle, a generation removed from a Stone Age culture which is much different from the one in which you were reared. The fact is that your conscience, apart from an innate sense of right and wrong which comes from your culture, is only as good as your knowledge of right and wrong. What we describe as conscience is more accurately defined as guilt feelings. Can a person actually be guilty of something and have no feelings of a troubled conscience? Definitely. But when you know that what you have done is wrong before God, then your conscience becomes activated. I remember the time I was stopped by a policeman and having just pulled out of a gas station, I knew I couldn't have done much that would get me into trouble. Thoughts of a burned-out taillight or out-of-date registration loomed as a possibility, but I knew it wasn't a big deal. "Do you know what you did was wrong?" he asked. "I didn't think I'd done anything wrong," I said. "Well," he began, "you crossed over a double-double yellow line, and that's against the law." Ah, so it was, but I didn't know it. Now, I was guilty in the sight of the law as soon as I did that, but my conscience didn't bother me until I understood that what I had done is wrong. That's why an understanding of how God wants you to live is the only thing in the world that will give your conscience the data it needs to be trustworthy and accurate. The bottom line, simply put, is not what you think, or what other people do, or what your culture will allow, but how God views your life. Remember, friend, He has the final word in saying what is right and wrong.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.